What do you say to a young quarterback who's in the other side of this?
Yeah, stay engaged, stay ready. As a quarterback, you're literally one play away. Your preparation shouldn't change. Your attitude shouldn't change. Quarterback is the leader, whether they want to be or not. So a lot of people look towards us during downtimes to see how we respond. Obviously, when everything's up, everyone's happy. But in downtimes, you look towards your leaders to see how you respond. So that would be my message to any young player dealing with it. Like I said, I've been through enough. Not enough. I've been through a lot. I've had a chance to learn from each situation.
You've been kind of through the peaks and valleys of, you know, starting, not starting. I mean, is it almost second nature to you now that you don't react when you do get the start and when you don't get the start?
I think that's just who I am. Try to stay as level as possible through the highs and the lows. Life is a roller coaster. How you endure the storms and how you endure the ups and downs, I think speaks to your character. So I try to remain the same.
Tyrod, how did that 69-yard play to Slayton break down? It was, you know, something that we're not used to seeing very much of this season.
Yeah, one of our levels concepts, and we had a chance to get in one-on-one with the safety. I think he got on the safety faster than the safety expected. From my perspective, whenever we see a receiver, even with the safety, then we give him a chance. And Slayton done a great job of tracking the ball, coming out of his break. And ultimately still scoring on that play. But to be able to have the body control on the side and after step armor to be able to get in the end zone, which is a truly big play. You want to create as many explosives that you can week in and week out, and that was clearly one of our bigger plays of the game.
He's going to beat pretty much any safety, though, right?
Oh, for sure. Okay. I mean, I like our matchup with him on any safety.
How much does this mean to you to get the start here? You
know, it means everything to me. I mean, obviously the work that you put in week in, week out, been playing this game for a long time, and anytime I get a chance to lace up the cleats and go out and compete, means the world to me. That's where I'm the happiest, and it's what I love to do, to be able to go out and not only show your peers, but prove it to yourself what you could do. I mean, it's not a me thing. It's a team sport, and I'm excited for our guys to go out for these last 2 weeks to put our best foot forward. And to compete at a high level. It's still, regardless of playoffs or not, there's always something to play for. And that's the mindset that we got to have.
Okay. That's it.
There's an appeal of youth, of course, you know, just in about every profession.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to you that it came back around and that you do have a chance to finish things out here in a certain way, whether your contract's up or not?
Oh, it means a lot. Like I said, I take any opportunity to get it to be able to go out and play. It's a privilege. And I know the work that I put in day in and day out. So I'm definitely excited. Like I said, I know we're out of the playoffs, but there's a lot to play for, and I'm excited to go out there and compete with these guys in the locker room. Guys are still encouraged. Obviously, it wasn't the season that we wanted, but we have all of it in front of us to finish it out the way that we want to. And it still goes, I mean, within the soccer room that we know that we can achieve. So,
obviously, you have
good.
Obviously, you have tape out there, but you're a free agent this offseason, right? How much do you look at this as an audition? Hey, this is what I can still kind of do, you know?
Focus on the Rams.